Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. Time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of amazing messages we are going to get today. And we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. So now you get to learn all about the magical DC love.
Good morning, Barbara. I'm having technical difficulties here. I'm not as magical as I think. But I'm going with the flow. You know, different people are having crazy issues, and we just got to go with the flow, correct?
Yes, definitely.
So I'm going to start off. I will tell everyone a little bit about me. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, and as you know, a radio show host. And I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascendant Masters, the angels, and the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. And Joan is standing in the background and saying, she can channel an angel, but she still can't copy and paste. Okay, Joan. But Joan and I connected while she was in a coma. At that time, she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. And it took me quite a while to realize that, you know, the connection that I have with Joan, it really is a divine connection. She left this beautiful door open, and others have walked through it. It has given me access to the most yet fascinating mixture of divine source, as well as it has provided me with the ability to relate and work with a wide variety of people. Prior to these life-changing experiences, my work background had been in law enforcement, but I've now hung up my 357, and I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I've come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are, and this is the force that I now belong to. As well, it is the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings, everyone, and good morning from the magic DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am Barbara Grace Amazing Reynolds. No, Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. That's the way it's supposed to be. And I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a conscious channel, a spiritual healer, a speaker and author, and a radio show host. And I help people to gain a deeper understanding of who they are and what their life is about so that they can make changes and start opening up to the truth that they are meant to live. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with, and any session with me involves no judgment. It's just a matter of you saying what you need to say, healing what you need to heal, so that you can move forward with your life. You can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page and you'll find pictures of both DC Love and myself, and there are Learn More buttons under those pictures. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website, so that's one of the ways that you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that site. There's lots of information that I've posted there that has resonated with me throughout the years, and I hope that it will also help you. There's also a tab called Healing with Jesus, which is a new tab, and I am now doing a four-week class where we spend 60 to 90 minutes getting messages and healing energy from Jesus. And this is a paid service, not a free one, but it's not expensive. So you might want to look into that if it appeals to you. It's something that Jesus had me set up. So it's got to be there for somebody. Okay, so it's time now for us to hear the messages for today. So DC, what do you have for us?
Well, the first thing I got from Jesus this morning was, together we bring the peace of God to earth. And then I received a question. Have any of you asked, what would Jesus do? And I got a couple little messages. My beloved ones, please focus on God. Focus on love. We need to come together in these troubling earthly times and seek a solution. Turn inward and you will hear the voice of God. You must remember, you are connected to everyone and everything. There is no separation. You each are like drops of water in the same ocean. Each is so needed. Why do you feel it necessary to have such violence and conflict in the world? Peace is needed right now. A time of change is desperately needed if the human race is to exist. You are spiritual beings having a human experience. Have any of you asked what would Jesus do? We need our spiritual leaders to come forward and be a voice of humanity, realizing there is no separation from God. The time is now. Many of you have been questioning the recent events that are going on in the world. Never forget that God dwells within you. You were made by a loving creator. Do not allow thoughts of frustration to call you to make decisions out of desperation. It is time to let your light shine upon the world. Follow your heart, no matter what others say or what they do. You are spiritual beings, again, having a human experience. And remember, everyone is fighting their own battle. Please realize that your choices not only affect you, but they affect everyone around you. The decisions you make today can greatly affect your life tomorrow as well as the lives of others. Do not become so filled with fear that you add to the negativity of the world. God created you in His image. There is no separation. Love is the answer to any question that you may have. If you remain in the consciousness of love, you would not or you could not hurt another human being. God has given each of you free will to decide whether you love or not. Love is a choice. And humans have at times rejected God's love and chosen to turn their back on Him. Pain and suffering were not created by God, although they are prevalent today. God created you because He loves you. He never created you for hatred, jealousy, prejudice, or greed. Do not allow this negativity to pull you in. When difficult circumstances arise, you must turn to God. He wants to replace your fear with peace. It is time to increase your faith and decrease your fear. God does promise peace during troubling times. There has never been a better time now to bring peace to the world. Focus on sending positive, loving thoughts out to heal those around you, and let those thoughts continue. Please let them continue outward, reaching every person on the planet. You are so needed in this important mission of peace. Please speak your truth. Your energy of love is such a powerful tool. When you use it, notice the rippling effect it does create. You have the power to heal anything and everything, including the future of the world. There is nothing to fear. God and the angels are with you today, tomorrow, and always. And with that being said, I was told to reflect upon a channeled message that I had, and it was from St. Barbara. And it was in regard to a healing mass, and as I was walking into the church, I saw three bells on top of the church, and I had gone there many times and not noticed that there were exactly three bells. So I sat down at the, you know, in the pew at the mass, and I looked to my left, and I saw a beautiful picture of St. Barbara. And I was asked to share that message once again. And here's how the message goes. It is I, St. Barbara. Good morning, beloved ones. I bring a message to you to consciously be aware of all the anger that is in the world today and in your personal lives. During my lifetime, in the 4th century, I lived as a daughter of a prominent pagan, and I lived a life where I was kept under lock and key by my father. I had nothing but time, but I did choose to use this time wisely. I became a Christian, and I prayed and I studied a good part of every day. And secretly I was guided and I was baptized by a Christian priest. I was isolated from the outside world. I could only catch views of the beautiful flowers that cover the ground, as well as the amazing stars that lit up the night. My father had a structure built in which, most miraculously, there were three windows, originally having two, but upon my father's absence, I asked that a third window be added to me, representing the Trinity. It was a bathhouse for my private use, and on one of the walls I had etched a cross with my finger. I refused to marry someone that my father suggested. He then became enraged with me. I told my father of my faith, and I was tortured and then beheaded. My own father was my executioner. I did not anger. Instead, I gave everything to God. My prayers brought about miracles, and my soul was taken to paradise by the angels. My father was struck by lightning, and the tomb where I was buried became a site of miracles as well. God was with me during all these times. He was my strength, showing me how anger does not serve us, and it should never control us. You always have a choice in how you're going to respond. I trusted God in my situation. My life and my death are an extreme example on which I talk about anger. What I ask of each of you is that you turn to Jesus in those times of anger. Jesus will always be there for you. Allow him to provide the solutions that you are looking for. You will feel the difference that this makes. Jesus is the answer. He's always the answer. Let his love replace your anger. I love you, St. Barbara. And Barbara, those are my messages.
Wonderful. Thank you, DC. Okay, so here is what Jesus wants to say right now. Beloved, we want you to remember the simplicity of life. So often you get caught up in all of the complications of life, complications that were created by people. We want you to remember the simplicity of life. We want you to remember that you are a creator. The one who created you is within you and works with you to help you create what you have decided you need in your life. And what you have decided you need in your life is what you think about most. So recognize what you think about most. Is it what you truly desire? Is it what you're afraid of? Is it what you're afraid other people are going to do? Is it what you're afraid is never going to work out? What is it that you think about most? Because that is what you are creating. We do understand that so many people pray that God will save them. God will fix their lives. God will just come in and take over. God has no desire to do that to you. Your life is your creation. And you have been given the freedom to think what you choose to think, to create what you choose to create. And that freedom will never be taken from you. We want you to stop waiting for some divine being to fix you. We want you to start looking at what you are creating, to start recognizing your power, your ability, to start making the changes that you want to see in your own life. We will assist you, but we will not control you. We will never control you. It is your life. It is your choice. This is a gift. And we know that sometimes you wish that it wasn't a gift and some divine being would just come in and fix it all. But it is a gift. And you get to create whatever you desire. And there is nothing wrong with anything that you create. And that's what makes life simple. Because it's just a matter of what you are creating. We want you to really think about this message and absorb what we are saying to you so that you can let go of the complications and the worries and all of the things that you've been taught about how God is going to take over. There's nothing to be taken over because there's nothing wrong. No matter what your life is like, there's nothing wrong. Because you can change it. You created it. You can let it go. You can ask us for help, for understanding, for clarity. But it comes back down to you. What are you creating in your own life? We love you. No matter what, we love you. Okay. That's what he wanted to share. Okay, DC, did I lose you?
Hey, Barbara. You know what? Little Jackson is here. My husband is watching him, so I just had to say hello for a minute.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure it wasn't
I had to say hello.
Jeff. Hello, I'm
hello,
on air.
Hi. My family is going to an amusement park, so I had to give the kids some money to get something really sugary, okay? So I'm back, Barbara. I am back.
Okay.
I'm with you. Beautiful message.
Yes, and now we've come to the part of the show where people can ask their questions. So if you are on the phone, make sure you've pressed 1 so that that lovely symbol is on my Stadia board. And if you are logged into the chat room, you can just type your question. And our first question comes from the chat room from Little Fairy. And she says, "Hi, Barbara in D.C. I'd like to ask if you see me finding a job soon. Been to many job interviews. Thanks, love and light, Little Fairy." So, D.C., what are you getting for Little Fairy today?
I just got back to my studio. What I'm getting is I'm seeing four-leaf clovers, like, falling out of the sky and horseshoes all over the place. So to me, when I see, like, signs like that, Barbara, that to me is a definite yes for Little Fairy. I just want you to stay confident, Little Fairy, and believe in yourself, okay, because your thoughts create your reality. So I'm getting that you have good luck all around you. My goodness. I mean, the luck, Barbara, is amazing that I see around Little Fairy. This is it's just a wonderful time for her, is what I'm getting. I'm just trying to see. Okay. Okay, and we also have the angel of positive thinking coming in, Fairy, Little Fairy. So you must need to, you know, remain positive in this situation and pay very close attention to your thoughts, okay? Because things are changing, and they're changing for the better is what I'm getting. Okay? And... okay, so I'm getting Barbara, she has deep within her, and she's not realizing there's fear deep within Little Fairy. So she's got to trust that everything is changing. I feel there's fear within you, there's some anxiety, and you've got to let go of that. That's why the angel has come to be by your side today. My goodness, Little Fairy, you're magnificent, and you've really got to just, you know, maybe keep saying positive affirmations and say them daily and repeat them. And that's going to change the way that your brain is thinking, okay? Because, you know, if you keep thinking like those kind of thoughts over and over again, the ones that bring fear, you're just attracting more and more fear. There's nothing to be afraid of. I think she needs a little bit of work there, Barbara, with the fear that's deep down inside her. So I'm going to turn Little Fairy over to you.
Okay. Well, let's see what Jesus wants to do. Here we go. My beloved one, you have been through so much. When you look at your life over the last year, you can see how you have changed, how you have opened up to yourself more than you ever have before. You have begun to realize what you deserve. You have value. You have worth. These are all wonderful, wonderful things that you have led into your life, and it has made a difference. You are not the same person that you used to be, and we want to continue on that path, continue in letting go of what you do not need. And so the angels are with you now, and they are helping you to let go. And some of the fears that still remain with you are those old fears that you have carried from many lifetimes. Fears about whether or not you can actually do it. And it's definitely time to let those go. And the angels are helping you now. They are removing those fears, those deep old doubts about you. The more you are coming into that acceptance of yourself, that unconditional love of you, that knowing that, yes, you can have what you desire. You truly can, even if it means miracles have to happen, because you allow miracles. You accept miracles. And so this old energy is being released from you. And it's going deep, deep within you, taking all of that away. And your first chakra is being cleared. It's where you are storing so much of this. We want you to breathe deeply and let it happen. And just let yourself let go. Let yourself let go. Nothing to be afraid of, nothing to be worried about. This is your right, and it is your choice. And you deserve the blessings that are coming into your life. And we want you to just breathe deeply and let go. Fear no longer has a place in your life. It no longer has the right to hold you back because you are choosing something different. You are choosing to be more, to live more, to love more, to actually appreciate yourself. And this is a wonderful, wonderful time for you. So let go and move forward in creating your desire. We are with you always. You're not doing this alone. We are with you always. Okay, that's what he had for you, little fairy. Oh, all that energy. Okay. All right, I'm ready to move on now. We're moving on to the caller from area code 415. Come on, computer. It was doing so good. Okay, I may have to go to my backup because it's not actually doing what it's supposed to do. So area code 415, we are coming to you. Trust me on this.
You know, while we're waiting for area code 415, I'm hearing the song by Aretha Franklin, Barbara. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means. Oh, that song is playing for this. So you better go and like look at the lyrics maybe, because that's what I'm hearing is Aretha Franklin's song Respect.
Yes.
Sock it to me, sock it to me, sock it to me.
Hello.
Okay, 415. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Jessica from New Jersey.
Hello, Jessica.
How's everybody?
How are you?
Oh, my goodness.
Jessica,
this eclipse has brought up a lot of stuff for me.
Well, I was hearing Aretha Franklin's song, R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand that. Mm-hmm. I get it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you really have to honor and love yourself, right? And you've got to respect yourself, and you really got to take good care of yourself, okay? And, Jessica, when you do respect yourself, you're honoring God in that respect, okay? So I'm just getting, you know, do things that are aligned with the beautiful person that you are, hon. And, you know, to really be proud of yourself, does that make sense?
Yeah, I think that's all related to what's coming up here for me the last couple of days. Yeah.
Okay. You've got to stay positive, Jess, okay? And, you know, use positive thoughts and visions and words to really create the life that you've been dreaming of. Okay? Because when we use those positive thoughts and affirmations and things like that, our body vibrates at a beautiful frequency, and you're going to notice your aura is going to change, and, you know, everything is connected and, you know, related. But, you know, what you're thinking and the words that you use, they really do have this huge impact on your life as well as your energy, okay? So the angels are around you, and they're reminding you just you have to stay positive and focused on what you're desiring, okay? And if you feel like you're getting, you know, stuck in, like, some kind of negativity, just, you know, I take my right my right hand and I brush down my left arm and then start over and say something positive and use some affirmations, even if you have to write them down on those little post-its and stick them everywhere. And that's really going to help to raise your vibration.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that most of the time, or not I think, I know that most of the time I'm like in that space, but a lot of things have been going on with at work where I've been asserting myself and speaking up and then speaking up more and speaking up more, and I'm seeing my power and how I am, like that's that respecting also, like how I'm respecting myself. But then after all of that has happened, it brought up like this, like sort of this storm of like dissatisfaction and of like, I want to get out of this place now. And that's sort of like, I guess, alarming to me. I mean, it's positive, but it's also alarming because it's like, geez, I was like, I know these issues of what's going on, and I have been wanting to transition from one job to the next, you know, to keep to do things different, because I have a pattern of quitting jobs and just being like, F it, and like leaving. And since I started there, 3 months ago, I've been really committed to just sort of sticking it through and changing the pattern. But I feel a little concerned whether I'm going to be able to like really stay here or not. And I just feel so much unhappiness like come up with like doing here. Why am I here? I hate this job. I'm not doing something that I love. And like, and all this stuff around, like how I really miss like running my own business and like all the stuff around that, of like how I felt like I failed with that stuff over and over again, and just like such complete like dissatisfaction with my life. And it's whole like being alarmed because it's like, wow, like again, you're taking care of this and everything's happening in the right time, and it's like just settled down. But it like there's like this stuff that came up within me that was like, I can't wait for this anymore. Like something needs to change
right
now.
You know,
like
what
this...
I'm getting this like a lot of energy around you that you're picking up from others. Like you're sort of like a little sponge for energy.
Yeah.
Okay. Energy around you is negative at this time. Okay, so we've got to ask Archangel Michael to come in to cut those cords and just allow the love to flow again, okay? And you're going to stop picking up that negative energy. But what I'm getting is, you know what, it's time to maybe walk away from some negative, harmful situations. And I'm getting that, you know, you're being led down another career path, one that's more in tune with your higher dreams, and it's going to be positive, and it's going to, you know, it's going to help you to be filled with that passion that you have, and you're going to live your life's purpose. And trust that these changes are going to help you to release all that old that's still within you. You've got to let go of it and welcome in the new, okay? Because there's a Jessica inside that needs to come out and really, you know, show the world who she is and really share all your beautiful gifts, okay? So you are being divinely guided. Just keep listening, okay? Just keep listening, okay? And just know that it's for you to receive, okay? You know, you deserve these new opportunities. There's doors opening. Open your arms wide right now and just be able to receive. Walk through the doors that are open, Jess, and, you know, these are blessings that you so deserve, hon, okay?
Right. I mean, I feel like I do need to walk away from this place because it is toxic, but then it's like...
And, right, just, you know, welcome it.
In my mind...
So whatever you're feeling, let it go, because you deserve so much more. You know,
so,
you deserve,
but the
and
thing
I
is like that... I just
okay,
need
but
to
you know,
this.
I
but the fear that
honey,
the
go ahead,
fear
honey.
That the fear that comes up is like, I feel like wrong if I just say I'm still praying about it, but I feel like I'm doing something wrong if I leave this job without a new job because I know I need to take care of myself financially.
Right. Let the angels call the angels in. They're around you. They want to help heal you with this. And they're saying, just ask us to come in. They're going to give you the action steps needed, and they're going to direct you to the life of your dreams. Your angels love you, Jess. There's no judgment with your angels, okay? So don't hesitate. Please just call upon them. they can heal, you know, heal this situation and help you find that new job that you need, you know, that you really need to go to. But I'm seeing like you're going to be, you know, you're going to be eventually having your own business. You know, it might start off like very slowly, like part-time, but it's going to build with your passion. And as your passion grows, so will your business, okay? So just let the angels help you, okay? And they're showing me, like, you know, they're helping you behind the scenes. And Jessica, you are a light worker, and you're here to spread love and light to others. So just be willing to accept the help that you're given, and just know that, you know, you as I and Barbara and everyone else is, we're perfectly imperfect, okay? And
yeah.
There's nothing to fear. There's nothing to fear. And I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. I'm getting the word abundance in the sky for you. So just let the angels guide you, okay, to the next steps that you have to take. All right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're loved, Jessica, and you know what? You're meant to step onto that grander stage, okay?
I know,
but
Barbara, it's like,
little,
and I know that I've got
little, it. You need to, you know what, you're not resonating
guided,
with the beauty.
Like, I know that I'm guided, but it's like the last, like I said, the last like week, such this like intense urge to like do something now, you know, and it's
because we've had the intense energy. Don't forget, you know, we've had like the intense energy and everything. So just everybody like, you know, gets affected differently and stuff. So it's okay. But I'm going to turn you over to Barbara because you do need to really, like, there's something within you that you've got to let go of so that you can resonate with the beautiful person that you are and the person that, you know, that you're supposed to be, and you're here to help others. You are a light worker, and you're so needed, Jess. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. God bless,
okay,
honey.
Thanks. Thank you.
Bless you. Okay, Jessica. So I keep hearing the word judgment over and over and over, so that's probably what Jesus is going to talk to you about. So here we go. Beloved one, we have talked to you in the past about judgment, about the judgments that you make about yourself, your life, where you work, the people you deal with. And we have talked about discernment. We want you to know that you can tell the difference between whether you are coming from the energy of judgment or if you are coming from discernment. Judgment has emotions attached to it. So when you think about where you are working and it makes you feel negativity, that this is a horrible place or that the energy is bad, those are all judgments. Because they have emotional attachments. And because of those attachments, you start feeling those energies. When you let go of the need to judge, and we're talking about everything, there's absolutely nothing you ever need to judge. You can see whether or not something's going to work in your life. And then just take the steps towards wherever it is you've decided to go. And you don't have to feel anything. It's just a decision. It's just a discernment. It's not a matter of right or wrong. It's just a matter of this is your choice. You are making progress in learning about judgment, about what you are creating. And this is just another step in that process. And so the angels are helping you to go deeper. Because you have some beliefs from past lives that are still playing out in this life. And they're helping you to let those go. And there is a part of you that is afraid not to judge. And this is because things that happened before and you didn't have what you considered to be the right reaction and it turned out bad. And so you're now afraid that if you don't really look at it, really judge it, then you're going to screw it up again. Which means that you generally screw it up again because you're judging it. So you can see how these old beliefs are actually keeping you in this cycle of energy that you are ready to let go of. So we want you to open up to the angels. Open up to letting them help you to let go. Let go. Let go of everything. Even the things you believe are absolutely right, let them go anyway. Just let go so that you no longer have this energy dictating your life. Let it go. It will make a big difference. Let it go. You will find yourself with more peace in every moment of your existence. Let it go. You will find yourself able to discern what is the choice that you want to make. Let it go. You will find yourself no longer suffering or struggling. Let it go. This is about your evolution, your growth. Let it go. And it's accepting that you don't have to have every answer in your own brain. Let it go. Because you have every answer within your own heart. Let it go. This is you waking up to you. Let it go. And just breathe and let it go. And even the things that are coming up right now, let them go. And just for this moment, be at peace. Let it all go. Okay, that's what he wanted to share with you.
I know you said just to let everything go.
If you say but, I'm going to tell you to let it go, because whatever you're butting, you need to let go.
How about I let it go after I talk to you about it?
Just remember, what you talk to me about is what you're focusing on, and that's what you're creating. So you have to decide whether or not you really want to create it.
Right, but don't decisions have to be made about certain things? Like, I feel like my...
Yes, you need to make choices. Yes.
Right.
So tell me what you desire. Don't tell me what's wrong. Tell me what's right.
Well, right. I feel like I want to leave this place. Like, I feel like I want to just move on. You know, like, I've been thinking a lot about how only reason why I would stay here, which I think a lot of people would say that's a valid reason, is financial. I don't, something about that doesn't feel right to me. Wrong belief. I want to just be in new energy. I want to be doing, I feel like I'm just like merely existing there. And I want to like love. So.
Okay. So you want to create an existence that has all of the prosperity that you need to live your life the way you want to live it and not be tied to a particular job. So you're opening up more and more to prosperity is what you're telling me.
Yes. And also I think I'm acknowledging when something is at an end. You know, like letting go gracefully rather than being like tolerate it, which I realize the last several days is really what I've been doing for months. I don't want to put myself through that anymore. So honor myself and be like, okay, well, this is at a closure. I'm not doing it like immediately. Like, I feel more peaceful after, you know, speaking with you. I do feel like it may come to the point that I'm going to say, okay, I'm leaving here, and then being in that sort of in-between space, like I was sort of holding on until I had interviews and a job, and now I'm sort of thinking, well, maybe I need to just be in my own energy and have a little bit of a break, you know, some free, nice, light energy before I step into the new, or maybe that's what's needed to open the new door.
So you're ready to let your team know that you're ready to move forward, that this job is no longer where you want to be, and you recognize that and you are letting it go on every level.
I mean, I've let them know this for over a month. I mean, hello, are you guys listening? You know, it is.
And they say that you've let them know, but you keep taking it back, too, because you were afraid that, you know, it wasn't going to work. They're not going to find me something. I'm going to have to go without. You don't want to be back in that stage of not having an income. And there's a part of you that's very afraid that that's where you're going to end up. So you've been taking back what you've been telling them. You haven't just let go.
Right. So I've been thinking about that a lot, because we spoke about that, I think it was like a couple of weeks ago. And I feel like I have more peace and confidence that I know something new will come, better, you know, will come. Because like that was sort of very awakening when you said that you were like, well, you're just afraid you're going to go back to having no income and doing that suffering thing again. And I was like, wow, that was me creating the old again.
Yeah.
And Jessica, I would just like to say that you've got to realize that your job is not your source. God is our source. Okay? So
yeah,
God is within you.
That.
And he's in every situation you're concerned about. So put it into your words, you know, God, please help me with, and finish that sentence, okay? And you're going to feel that immediate positive energy, you know, go within you, just like when you call into the show, you're going to know, you know? And you have to have faith, because doors are going to open and there's going to be, you know, miraculous solutions for you, okay?
You know what? I think
go ahead. Go ahead, honey.
Well, I think I realized like what the fear would be related to is because, you know, I feel like I've done that stuff in the past, and it was, you know, it was like time for lessons, and I sort of went without and sort of like, well, you know, I'm not so much in this energy, but I know that that's sort of lingering a little bit, the fear of like, okay, I'm going to completely let this go. I'm going to completely trust my team. I'm going to stay positive. I have more confidence. I know I'm at a different stage here. And then it's sort of like, well, but comes in and it's like, well, how do you know that there's not another lesson in store for you of related to
ego coming in and saying, Jess, I'm going to keep you small, you know, trying to scare you and keep you small from being the beautiful light worker that you are. But when you, you know, let go and let God, you give it to him. And, you know, God's solutions are always for our highest and best.
You know, I still want to be that powerful being and, like, to step into that place that I say, I come to the right space in mind, body, spirit. I give in notice, hey, here's my 2 weeks, and I stay in that powerful energy of, like, I know something better is coming for me. The time is done here, and then I step out.
You're putting butts,
and then I connect with that. What?
But you know what, Jess? You're saying that and stuff, but you're still fighting the beautiful energy, and you have to know that, you know, there is a divine plan for you, But you're fighting the divine plan. You're not going with the flow. Because if you were going to the flow, it wouldn't be this hard. And you've been forcing, and you've been saying, but it has to be done this way, Jessica's way. You've got to stop and you've got to let go and let God. You've got to, you know, you've got to give up control of the situation, okay? You've got to trust in God, you know, that this is going to turn out for your highest and best. And God is saying, Jessica, Jesus is there, and he's there, and they're saying, life is not supposed to be hard. Just let go and go with the flow, and you're going to flow right where you belong. But you've got to trust. This does require a lot of trust that there is something, you know, great coming to you. You've got to relax. You know, get outside, maybe spend some time where the water is flowing, and this is really going to help you, hon, okay?
So when you say going with the flow, when you say going with the flow, I don't know if that means like, hey, give notice when you feel the guidance, or just stay there.
Well, you've got to, you know, you've got to get honest with yourself, because I'm getting this like a lot of fear there. There's a fear maybe of success. There's a fear of failure. Okay? You're holding on to so many like thoughts within. And these thoughts are going to, like I said, they're going to cause struggle in your life. You know? They're causing struggle. They're keeping you stuck. They're causing indecision. They're causing inaction. You've got to admit whatever it is you're fearing. You've got to admit to Jessica, you know, what your fears are. And when you admit your fears, they lose their power. Because right now your fears are controlling you.
Yeah, I want to release
okay,
the fears.
And
let's
the ego is
the fear.
In and afraid. Ego wants to keep you afraid, and ego does not want you to fulfill that divine destiny that, you know, is out there for you. But you are, you know, you are aware of what's going on. So you've really got to, like I said, you've got to sit down and admit to yourself, because I'm getting that you're sabotaging your own success. Okay, you're not supposed to be limited, and you're not supposed to be intimidated by ego. Just know that your decisions are going to be guided by love, not fear, and tell ego that.
Oof. Oh, yeah.
And there's so many distractions going on. You've got to sort of like block them out. Like I said, getting outside in nature where water is flowing, I think it's really going to help you. And you're going to put your priorities into the proper perspective, okay? And you've got to see, you know, where are these distractions coming in? They've got to be, you know, like,
work.
You've got to get rid of the distractions, yeah. So anything that's
it's all
pulling
of them.
You off of your path, you know, has to be, you know, it has to be out of there. So you need time every day, you know, to work on, you know, what your goals are and stuff, and you want to make progress in that direction.
And Jessica,
Barbara,
one of the things you might want to do, one of the things you might want to do is to ask yourself when you're in one of those states where you're feeling distracted, am I choosing to be distracted or am I choosing to create? Because those distractions actually keep you from focusing on being who you know that you are. They become an excuse. And, you know, life can be filled with distractions, with excuses for not embracing our truth. And especially if we're afraid, then we're always going to have those distractions, those excuses. It's time to stop giving power to those distractions, those excuses, and instead put your power where you want to create.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
I feel very confused by my call today, but to you guys. I know it's my mind doing
about money.
It, but I just...
What? You're afraid. Like, you're worried about money. It's financial fears right now. And it's causing anxiety.
Yeah.
And you're sort of pushing
yeah.
abundance away, pushing it to the side, you know? Because of the indecisiveness, because of the inaction. And I'm getting there's a lot of people around you, they're toxic, you know? And that's getting in the way
people
as well.
At that job
you're not able
yeah, a lot of people, yeah.
Able to manifest of all this toxic energy around you.
See, and the thing is that, like, I feel like I try to protect my energy so much. I go outside a lot, although there's fear around that because there's a lot of, like, tattletale energy. It's a lot of, like, low-level way of being, these people. And so, you know, I try to hide where I am so they don't see that I'm sort of, like, quote, goofing off. But it's because I've worked my job that I can, like, have my team to be very efficient that I don't need to do anything. So the thing is that, like, I work very, like, I could do a lot in a small amount of time, and then I have a lot of free time. I don't need to, like, stay there. So, like, the thing is that I spend a lot of time by myself at the job. You know, like, I walk away, I go outside. I mean, it's a retail environment, so you're dealing with everyone's energy. So I thought that I was, like, doing a good job of that, but then at the end of the day, it's sort of like writing a new book, so I've been spending time doing that. But then at the end of the day, like, you know, it's like, what am I doing here? I'm just sort of, like, wasting away, and this, like, sucks. I've done this for so many years of my life. Like, let's get on with it.
Right. Well, Jesus is coming in, and he's saying, you know, my beloved one, you've been trying to do everything on your own thus far. Why is it that you don't ask for help?
From who? Who, Jesus?
From Jesus, from the angels. You have angels all around you. Jesus is there waiting. You have a divine team that's waiting to help you.
I
all you have
to
do
all
is
day long.
Help. They'll put earthly helpers there.
I asked them all day long. I was just sitting with my Mary today. Yeah.
When you ask for help, you have
so
to really just and hear. They're sending you, like, answers, Jessica. They're giving you messages, but you're not hearing them, you know?
So, Jessica, one of the things that I'm hearing that they really want
ahead,
you to get right now is that when you realize the energy that you are feeling, the energy of other people, you want to start saying, this energy is not mine. Don't stay in other people's energy. Say, this energy is not mine, and let it go. Right now, when you are thinking about other people's energy and you're feeling the energy of what they are doing or what they might do and all of that, you're actually giving your power over to them. So let go of their energy because it's not yours. And there is a part of you that is even now saying, but I have to know their energy because that's how I help them. But that's not how you help them, and it's not how you help you. So you need to let go of their energy. Do not let their energy run your day, not even for one moment. That's not you. Let it go.
Well, you know, related to that, it's an old pattern from childhood. It's how I protect myself. Because if I know their energy, then I know back that they might tell my boss on me that I was outside or some stupid shit. But, like, so that's, I mean, I haven't been able to protect myself that way because they still do it. But, a childhood thing, you know, from my father, like what I've done. So,
but you're
like,
not a child anymore,
okay.
So you can let that go.
But what am I supposed to say? Like, okay, well, forget about their energy. If they tell on me and the guy fires me, then whatever. Like, he gives me another lecture, you know, like, whatever.
You know what? You've got to surrender all of this, Jessica. You said, what should I do? And Jesus is saying, you've got to surrender all of this. You know, let go and let God. You're trying to take on the world all by yourself, you know. Release
it's
all of it.
It's not your energy.
You know, give it to the,
let it go. You don't need to fix
it. Yeah, just
it.
Let it go.
It's not yours.
It's distracting you, and it's bringing you anxiety, hon. Surrender all of this, okay? It's sort of like you're saying, well, here's how it's going to happen, guys, you know. And you know, the angels are looking, they're saying, Jessica, you know, God has, you know, he has the ability to see things from a heavenly vantage point where we can't. allow him to be in charge instead of you.
Hmm. All right. Well, then that's the fear of getting fired then, because I feel like that's kind of the pike,
too. You know, you've got to you're not a victim, though, Jessica. You're making yourself into a victim, and you're not a victim.
Yeah.
And that's definitely not the energy you want to live in. So let it go.
All right.
And
well,
even
then it goes round and round. Clearly,
I'm
still learning. Yeah, it's like, well, clearly
yeah,
you're
learning,
still learning
to let
from this
go.
Job.
Yes, you are. And that's a good thing.
And you've got to
learn and let go of everything.
What
else.
I'm getting to, honey. See your life as being very abundant now. It's not something that's going to happen tomorrow, 2 weeks from now. Start seeing yourself as, you know, you have to start having that abundant mindset right now. And this is going to help you to really start to manifest what you're wanting, okay?
Okay.
As if you already have that job. How does it feel, Jess? You've called us back and you have this new job. And guess what? It's the perfect job that you don't have to worry if you go outside and sit amongst nature for a half hour. There's nobody they're going to tell on you. You know what I'm saying? How does it feel to have this beautiful job that's been everything that you've been dreaming of?
Feels like I could breathe again. It feels great.
Right, and feel it now. Breathe now, Jessica. Don't hold your breath until it happens. Breathe now. Okay. Only positive words and thoughts. And feel that your life is abundant today, not tomorrow, next week, 2 weeks. It's abundant today, honey, okay?
Okay. Fuck all of this. All right, I'm fine now. Thank you. I'm back to normal. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you. I'm done with all that. Thank you. So much better.
You are welcome. And see, you just made
you
a huge shift. So, you know, you can do this.
And shift,
I know
and Jessica.
It's taking forever, but that's okay.
Yeah, shift happens.
Right. Hey. All right. Thank you. Done with all that. Thank you. I'm going to sage. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
All right. Thanks.
It's always a pleasure to talk
right.
to you.
Thank you. I always
yeah, we
appreciate
love you.
It. I love you too. Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Okay. Let's see if I can actually mute Jessica. Oh, Jessica. There we go. Okay. And we are at the end of our show, DC. Yes. Okay, I'm feel like I have this huge thing to say, but I'm not sure exactly what it is I'm supposed to say. Jesus wants everyone to know that your life is about you, and it's about you opening up to you and healing what you need to heal so that you can move forward in your own life. And that's part of the reason why he had me create the Healing with Jesus course. So if you want to do that as part of your moving forward with your life, then, you know, by all means do that. But he just wants everyone
Barbara,
to
can you
realize.
Tell everyone when it's when that course starts? Because I hear when is this course, Barbara?
It starts today at 1 o'clock Central
See that?
Time. And you can go to divinelyguidedhealing.com, click on the Healing with Jesus tab, and sign up for it. And it's for 4 weeks, and each session will be between 60 and 90 minutes, depending on what it is people need. But this is your life, this is your creation, and this is about you learning the truth of who you are and living that truth. And that's what this is all about. So please, if you feel that this course is something that you need, go ahead, sign up, be in that class and receive that healing from Jesus, because he does want to help you to change your life.
He does.
And this is just
and
one of the ways.
And invite him in to be a co-creator. Right, Barbara, invite him in to be a co-creator because everything goes so much easier. I was told for years upon years, get out of your own way. And I finally listened, you know?
Mm-hmm. And it does make a huge
it's
difference.
It's so much
in
easier,
your life.
You know?
Yeah.
It does. It makes a major difference.
Okay, so that is
our show. Yeah, because if people are dreaming and they're praying and stuff, it's not enough, Barbara. They've got to take the steps needed. You know, wishing and dreaming and praying, it's not enough. You've got to really, you know, when you're praying, you're getting answers and you're being guided. You've got to take those steps. So
yeah.
It's really, you know, important to listen.
So you listen to your heart and do what's right for you. All right. So we will be back on Thursday. We hope everyone has a wonderful week. And sign up for the course. Be on the call later today if that's what resonates with you. Do what your heart is calling for you to do.
Beautiful.
All right. Bye-bye, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Take care. Bye-bye.